to be top secret like the Shaolin Temple. But now I'm off the hills of a solar full of that ripple. I'm watching it in an angle like a past participle. Mix my ripple with moat for sham pipple. Taking spring water hits, that's a mint pine thistle. That good, good green, that'll wet your whistle. Hey, smoke out food, don't be pulling your pistol. And get your girl hit with my mass destruct missile. See, chewing out the frame like a brand new pistol. Struck a jawbone down to a marrow and gristle. Full face of blow bubbles and rub it on your pimples. She left the hotel smelling like a sack of hot crystals. And pistol smoke, it went for broke. Then I put it in her throat and she burped the choke. Should have told you how chunk it was. Go and get your girlfriend so she can help you out. Scream it out now. It ain't easy, man. Claim fame. My old God put me in the game. I'll be a man amongst boys forever. Living life like a grown man. A grown man.
Thou Jin, Ronin Warriors. It's time to quake with fear because we bring you another episode of the Direct Edition. Now, unless you've been busy battling the Demon Lord of the Netherworld, Topper, then you know that Saturday, May 1st, was Free Comic Book Day. I'm your host, T.Y. Mobile of the Torrent, and we got a roundtable discussion going on. I got my co-host here, bringing you the Iron Rut Crusher. We got Dirty C. Jeezy of the Hard Rock.
Hey, man, I just left Big Barter's house, and she called me Mr. Miracle.
And blazing up with the rage of the Inferno, we got Master Jushin of the Wildfire.
Bartertown, baby. Bartertown.
And firing twice with the arrow shockwave, we got Mad Wicked of the Strata.
I have recently found out I'm a bastard child of the Herculoid.
I said, I'm going.
You're like a goofy nerd.
On your birth certificate,
Mother Jaina, Father Egan, fucking Rock Ape, or even worse, she got the shit on with the little armadillo that shot that tundra. What the?
It's not funny.
Back to business.
That's some bad shit.
Already.
Back to business.
Oh, shit, I'm cramping.
Oh, my God. Oh, what the fuck?
Damn. Back to business. Back to business.
All right, all right. All right.
Okay. Hey, man, don't interrupt the gleeping and glooping going on.
Are y'all ready?
We're ready.
Give us a second.
Hey, man.
That was funny. All right, man, you can go now.
Church.
We still giggling in the background. Go ahead.
Y'all just keep giggling in the background. All right, Saturday, first Saturday in May, Free Comic Book Day. It's been going on for, what, the last 9 years?
Has it been 9 years?
9 years. Started in May 4th, 2002. Hmm. First Saturday in May.
9 years?
9 years. Next year's going to be the 10th anniversary of Free Comic Book Day.
No, it's 8.
Anyway.
Thank you, D.
Moving right along.
I'm just saying that this show is already stupid. We can't
As Dirty Dick Dastardly said, moving right along.
Yes.
First Saturday in May was Free Comic Book Day. It started in 2002, May 4th, 2002, by, what was it, in Joe Field of Flying Colors Comics?
Mm-hmm.
In Concord, California.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a good idea. Now, I got to say right off the bat, it was a good idea. Free Comic Book Day. What better idea can you have than that?
I'll tell you what. I think every comic book shop in the nation probably has stayed open longer because of Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's one time where people know that you can come now and get a good deal, see a lot of people, maybe see some guests, you know.
Or it's, walk into a comic book store and feel like an outsider and not feel like an outsider.
Just God, what the? Man, you're messing up the mojo, man. You suck. You're terrible. But no, hey, you know, nobody could have imagined it, because it's like, you know, we're all hanging out, you know. I know probably nobody believes this, but we all hang out on a regular basis. And
you're telling our secrets.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry about that, cuz. But, you know, we're sitting there and, you know, everybody's like, hey, it's Free Comic Book Day. And you're like, what the hell is that? You know, it's like, who cares? But then it's just escalated and grown. You got major artists, you know, comic book publishers, you know, writers, artists, everything coming to local comic book shops and meeting up with the fans. And I like that. That's a good thing.
And it didn't hurt that on a few of them, the Saturdays fell on the release of a major motion superhero movie.
Yeah.
I mean, looking back, I think the first one was Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
First Free Comic Book. It was released same day, mm-hmm. Spider-Man. The second one was X-Men 2.
Oh! I took a day off of work.
Third one was Spider-Man 2. You know, the fourth and fifth one didn't have anything. The sixth one, Spider-Man 3. Seventh one was Iron Man. I think we were talking about this the other day. It was Iron Man, and then last year it was X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Fuck that. And, oh, my God, who said that? Who cares?
This year the closest one is Iron Man 2.
Coming out that next week. Yeah, especially with them, you know, planning events and all kinds of major film distribution on that day just goes to show you how much it's grown.
Yeah.
I would say it's basically one of your bigger cultural icon, you know, days of the year.
And I think it's because a lot of people like shit for free.
Yes.
And I mean,
yeah, you call it free mm-hmm. t-shirt day, a whole bunch of people fucking show up.
Yeah.
And what gets me to this point.
You just agreed. Too late, cuz.
What gets me to this point is like, I was at work, you know, I work in an office environment, and I sit there and I say, hey, you guys, you know what? You know, Saturday is Free Comic Book Day. And maybe before, you maybe got laughter pointed at, picked at, whatever. A lot of people like, for real? Really? You know, they scoot over, want to know more. Especially that one with the tight, sexy. I mean.
Stay focused.
I'm sorry.
And then when she wants to sit on your lap.
I know.
And you
like,
get the
2
inches of help. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Stay on the path.
And then you got to go to the bathroom with yourself. Sorry.
The path.
Sorry.
The path is looking a little bit more rocky than usual.
Yeah.
Well, when they started, they had 3 main purposes.
Mm-hmm.
When Free Comic Book Day was started, it was started by Joe Field. I think that was his name. A Flying Colors comic in Concord, California. He had 3 purposes. To introduce everyone to the joys of reading comics. I don't know about everybody else, but I enjoy reading my comics.
Yes.
You know, as when I was growing up, I equated it to, you know, when people would ask, you read comic books? With that surprised look on, I'd be like, yeah. I was like, you watch soap operas?
Yeah.
And it's like my paper soap opera. Mm-hmm. You know, the second thing was, said to call back former comic book readers. You know, those who have came and fell off the beaten path. Yeah, that's all right. We forgive you.
Yeah.
You know, come on back.
Playing
you know,
traffic.
It's like, you know, the prodigal son returns. And then lastly, said to thank current comic book buyers for their continued support. Like us, you know, yes, you know. Thank you. I appreciate
thank you.
That. Yes.
That's what she said.
And I think, you know, they accomplished all 3 of those things.
What were the 3 things again?
Look at you.
What the hell, man? What are you doing over there?
Focus, man.
He reading free comic books.
Yeah. Yeah, not that I'm trying to dominate the discussion or anything like that, but, dude, I mean, like you said earlier, you know, comic book fans are the only ones. I mean, there's not too many people that I know that get out of it and stay out of it for a long time. I mean, comic book fans are, to me, you know, some of your popular culture's most dedicated fans there are.
Yeah.
I mean, standing in line for 10 hours, you know, for, you know, type
shit,
of collectibles
yeah.
to see their favorite artist or whatnot. And they're very real. Yes, a little nerdy. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I played college football. I've participated in, you know, every athletic thing you can think of.
Something.
But loved comic books. And then it was kind of like, you know, years back, they're like, really? You read comic books, but you're a jock. You're not supposed to read.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's like the cool thing to do. Movies are being made about guys who do, I mean, what's that one TV show? The Big Bang Theory?
Uh-huh. They all have their PhDs and they're hardcore comic book
guys. And they're hardcore comic book guys. So I think this gives guys who are mainstream, who are, you know, comic book collectors to come together and, you know, have a day that they all get together, unite, if you will, and celebrate, and, you know, having their one day.
And to touch on your point a little bit, Jeezy, I mean, it's a little bit off subject, but it does kind of relate to it. Just to show how mainstream comics have become. I was reading an article today about the Make-A-Wish Foundation, where this 13-year-old boy has liver cancer.
Right.
And, you know, the Make-A-Wish Foundation is the organization, you know, the kids with terminally ill diseases, they try to make their final wishes come true. This 13-year-old kid, his final wish that was that he wanted to be a superhero. That's what he wanted to do. And they spent millions of dollars making his wish come true. It started off with he got a call from Spider-Man saying that Spider-Man needed his help. And it was only something that he could do. It was, I think it was the state's hockey team or something like that had been kidnapped, and they created a villain for this little kid.
Mm-hmm. What was his superpower?
I think his superhero name was Electron Boy or something like that. They gave him a car, the Electromobile or something like that. I'm not sure if that's the real name, but it was a DeLorean, and they painted it up with, you know, and the kid had his own costume, and they created a villain for him. They had all these volunteers stepping in. Nice. They, you know, shut down the highways.
That's cool.
So he can, you know, ride in to save the day. And I mean,
that's definitely cool. What kid wouldn't want that, dude?
I know. And like I was saying, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and it had to drop at least within the grands to make this, you know, cutting off highways and getting all these volunteers and, you know, getting the DeLorean repainted just for this, so this, you know, young kid can have his final wish. You know what I mean? So that to me shows how, you know, comics have dropped into the mainstream. You know, everybody wants it. Everybody wants it. Mm-hmm. And it's not just for the kids. You know, it's the adults too, especially as they were saying, the ones that stepped away from it and then now they're coming back. Most of the movies have a factor in it. And they're seeing their favorite childhood heroes on the big screen. You know, how many of us didn't want to see Spider-Man on the big screen and done right?
Yes.
You know, how many of us didn't want to see X-Men on the big screen?
Hell, in 1987 or 88, whenever Batman came out, I wasn't even a Batman fan, and I thought it was cool that he was up there.
So I wasn't a Blade fan.
Yeah, good point. Good point. I was going to tell you this, too, man. Plus, now with all the free comic books, it's like DC's got on board, Marvel's got on board.
Yeah.
You know, now you're getting Archie's, now you're getting
Publishers.
Yeah, major publishers, Mouse Guard, G.I. Joe, Toy Story. Avengers, Superman, you know, free comic book day. It's not just like three or four comics. It's like, you know, 20 to 30 if you can get your hands on them.
Yeah. That is true. And there's starting to be some emulators too. You know what I'm saying? That someone's trying to start a record store day when they hand out free records.
Does anybody own a record player? I don't. That's like saying, hey, there's free eight tracks. Yeah, I'm sure. Now, if anybody can play them, you know, let me know, cuz.
It's been two Marvels publishing trying to do a free magazine day.
Right.
You know, so I guess everyone sees how good of an idea it was, how well it's worked out. Yeah, they're trying to get in there.
And it's gone over not just the comic books, because even here at Gotham City, nice plug right there in Jacksonville, Florida, right off of Southside Boulevard, you know, they brought in the 501st, a couple guys from the 501st Storm Trooper guys, and they had a Pikachu mobile and some animated characters running around this place. And I mean, once again, some local artists came, author came.
Comic book fans are animated characters on their own right.
Yeah, but like I said, it went to another genre. I mean, the Star Wars, and you know,
and everyone's getting in on the action too. You have.
And it's a nice family day, too, because you see a lot of kids and parents bringing their kids out, you know, for stuff like that. That's a good part of it, too.
Exactly. Just like you were saying earlier, you know, Archie comic book. So it's not just bringing back, you know, the older fans who have left, stop reading comics. And it's not just trying to draw them back into it. But, I mean, it's also trying to pick up the new readers as well. Mm-hmm. It promotes reading in general, you know, point blank and simple. Mm-hmm. I don't know about everybody else, but shit, I didn't pick up, what was it, War and Peace right off the bat. and start flipping through that. Hell no.
War and Peace.
What the hell is that book called?
No, you're right.
War and Peace is one. Yes, it's a major literature. Yeah,
That's what I was. Thank you, GZ.
Or a separate piece. There was another one called a separate piece that was.
That's out of my league. You're just taking it a little bit too far now.
Yeah. That's not what she said. Yeah. It was a separate piece, all right. Oh, that was Skeet Daddy McNutsack coming at you, live and in color.
Skeet Daddy McNutsack.
I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but you know, even though I did read the Lord of the Rings in the sixth and seventh grade, dude, my English teacher in college was like, Casey, you read so eloquently for a big dumb jock, basically. What did you do? How many graphic, you know, and all this stuff have you read? I was like, I don't know, but I read 20,000 comic books.
There you go.
And she was like, oh, and then she even told me this. So I don't know if she's telling me this to blow smoke up my rear end or anything, but she was like, usually those guys who read a lot of comic books and stuff score higher on intelligence tests than others.
No, she wasn't blowing smoke up your ass.
I think she was right.
I think she was right too. What was her name again? You got a number?
I like to blow something up her ass.
Oh, whoa, jeez.
Well, at least it took 15 minutes this time.
Edit, cut.
I was waiting for my moment to get in there, you know.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Hell, you beat me to the punch again.
Well, at least it took 15 minutes this time.
But I'm kind of curious of what, I mean, because it's grown so much, you know, from being a one-day thing, I'm thinking of why don't they, you know, where does this go? Where does it elevate from here, you know, to my brother's off of the direct edition? What more could they do? Could we have free comic book weekend?
Oh, that would truly be Comic-Con International.
Hey.
Because it's already across the United States and worldwide.
I mean, I know it would be a big pain for the, you know, the comic book owners and comic book store owners and stuff like that, but I guarantee you, you'll bust your ass for 3 days, but you'll probably make a good little chunk of change.
Yeah.
With people coming in and, you know, have like movie night or something like that. I mean, where could it go from here, brothers? You know, I'm trying to get y'all involved here. Where could it go from here? No, don't worry about you, Jusha. Go ahead, Mad Wicket.
It could go for a lot. I mean, like you said, it's one of like the attraction is the free comic books, but when you go to your comic book stores, your retailers, whoever's holding the event, you're gonna look at everything else. It's like, yeah, this stuff, but hey, check out these comic books on the wall, in the boxes, action, you know, that would be nice, a free action figure.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's what you like.
Fucking reality. I can tell you they are not doing that shit there.
And it's not a week that goes by that I'm in the comic shop and you get somebody that come in and they're like, I remember this. Yeah. I remember looking at this. I remember this figure. I remember them doing this. And it's the look they get on their face. Like, I may have said this before. Like, the first time you penetrate a woman, it's just something you never forget. You know?
No, that ain't the look they get on their face.
Well, enlighten us, what? Master Jushin. What's the look they get on their face?
Is it?
The first time they masturbated, that's the look they get on their face.
What the hell, man? Where did this come? I mean,
first time.
I mean, well, the one, well, I mean, I hate to bust y'all's bubble. When I first did it, my mom was like, "Are you in? Really? Are you done? What?
For real?
Were you in? Oh yeah, and I was laying beside her, sweating, smoking a cigarette.
We had to quit. She was tapping out. 3 hours later, cigar. You got to stop.
Three hours. 3 hours. Jesus Christ, that was 10 seconds. And
I had a lot of pent up frustration.
No shit, Sherlock. No shit.
First time.
No, yeah.
35 years built up.
But
I make your head.
21, sir. 21 out of 35.
I'm sorry. That's my fault. My bad.
I also would like to say that, you know, I think it would be a good vehicle to get, you know, your independent guys to try to get some of their stuff out. If I was any guy, I would like to, and I had enough time and effort and resources to get my comic book out there, you know, at least, you know, because somebody's going to pick it. Somebody, you know, you're going by, and, you know, even though you might not look at it any other day, but you might be like if I pull this thing up and it says Fearless Dawn. Right, even though they may not look at it any other time,
that right there,
free comic book day, yeah, you'll pick it up.
You're going to pick it up.
You're going to pick it up because it's free.
There's a story in there with that one. Wesley Snipes and Antoine Fuqua had a story that they got a writer and an artist to draw it for them.
Radical Welcome to the R Universe.
Yeah. Wesley Snipes, for real?
Wesley Snipes and Antoine Fuqua. Yeah.
Fuqua.
Antoine.
But, you know, on that same, you know, subject of, you know, independent comics, a lot of people get good starts because it's free exposure.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's kind of like that, you know, but what the hell, it's free. And then they go on to be big blockbusters like Umbrella Academy.
There
you
go.
I'll admit, I have every issue of Umbrella Academy, and the first one was on Free Comic Book Day.
And then you spend half your life trying to find free issues afterwards, man.
Yeah, some of those free issues go to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah, some of them have gone up in value, I know. You know, I was particularly happy to see Fathom had one.
Yes.
I think last year they did, DC Comics did the Blackest Night.
Yep, exactly.
Right?
Sure Blackest did. Night number zero.
Shit, was that last year?
Yep.
Damn.
One year ago.
The year before that, I think Star Wars put one out, too.
Yes, sir. Sure did.
Damn, dude, these years are going by fast now.
So it's just like, it's just a lot of publishers that are jumping in. You know, as you said earlier, GZ, Archie Comics, Bongo Comics, Dark Horse.
Disney.
You know, DC and Marvel. Yeah, Disney. Tokyo Pop. They dropped the anime in there, the manga in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Image, IDW Publishing, Gemstone, Dynamite Entertainment, just to name a few. You know, so everybody's trying to get on it. But shoot, let's see what we got. What came out this year?
We have a zero issue of The War of the Superman.
Yes, very good. Very good issue, too.
We have a...
War of the Superman.
War of the Superman.
That's what's that picking up for from DC? That's their next big story arc.
Yeah, yep. Krypton versus Earth. Yep. Yeah. New Krypton versus Earth.
That's new Krypton cool. versus Earth.
And then we've got Iron Man Thor.
Is that with taking place after the fall of Asgard?
It looks like it is.
Where the Sentry came through and clean
that
house.
Shit. Fucked up their couch. Yeah.
Is this has Iron Man new armor in it?
It looks like his new space armor. But with John Romita Jr. drawing, I can't really tell.
Oh, hate on John.
I'm not Romita hating Jr. on him. I like the man. You know, the man's got his own little style, but I just can't tell with the way he draws.
You know what? I also think this is a plug for with
the Iron new man Avengers,
and well, the Iron Man movie, Thor. And the little
appearance by Thor did
at Thor the,
at the
end. Yeah.
Coincidence? Skeet Daddy says no. Once again, I like what Aspen Comics did. They had like a preview number one of some of the things that are coming. Nice little story about Fathom, but they also previewed what's coming up, so they're showing what they're about to come up with. There was a Soulfire, there was a Fathom plug, Scourge,
the
Minefield.
I want to know what that's about.
Yeah.
And they put out some good stuff, too.
And they put out some damn good art. So, you know, they put out like a little preview.
Sampler?
Yes. Nausgard, that's something you like. You know,
yeah.
Nausgard had it by David Peterson.
Yep. Is that Archaea?
Yes.
Mouseguard is a damn good book.
Now, on the back, I don't think too many people were ecstatic about the half of the other comic being Fraggle Rock.
My damn sure it wasn't.
Hey, but, man, leave the dozers alone. They work Fraggle Rock.
But, whoa, potty mouth.
Whoa. She give you the Red Lantern ring.
That is no worse than what Master Yusha said in the first 5 minutes of the damn podcast.
Exactly.
I didn't say anything in the first
5 minutes of the
my
podcast.
My bad. I'm sorry. As an ice cream with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 scoops.
And now that's you can't find it, Robinson.
You know, I like that. You know, you got two women on the front with some sexy little one piece and a two piece. And when did Archie start getting black folks in there surfing at that? Once again, surfing at that.
Much less swim.
Half of us.
Wait a minute. Whoa. What are you talking about? You know, what the heck? What do you mean? You can't be making racist statements like that. Talk about some black folks and swim.
So you're saying
the hell's wrong with you?
Because Obama's president now, we can surf. It's okay. We can make a change. We can surf now. We can't sit with him, though, but we can surf.
I'm going to put it to you this way. I go surfing quite frequently over the summer, and I've never seen somebody of... black, who is black,
it's
surfing.
Okay. You say black.
I know. I know I can. Thank you very much, Dad. Okay?
Now that we've had black lanterns, it's okay to say black.
Okay. Once again, and I've never seen a black dude surfing, but I'm sure there are some out there, but I would never say that they can't swim. I mean, that's just racist, man.
They picked up a few of the Muppets.
You know what I like, though? You know who was kind of good to see again? Was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
I always like Sonic, but I like that little squirrel guy, you know, with the tails.
Tails.
I liked him. That dude could fly. That dude could fly. I like that guy, you know? And it's called Hide and Seek and Destroy. Nice. So he's
Sonic starting destroying shit.
Yeah. I like him and Tails.
When did Sonic start destroying stuff?
I don't know.
Sonic? He's destroying shit?
Yes.
Damn.
He beat up on that one dude, that one master, the fat guy with the inventor.
I remember Dr. when they Robotnik. Had the cartoon show and yeah. Jaleel White was the voice of Sonic.
Jaleel White?
Yeah, Urkel.
Urkel?
Yes, he was the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Well, anyway, like I said before.
What was that one from Radical?
Right here.
That's the one with...
Aren't they putting out, like, Hercules? Don't they have a Hercules?
Yeah, new Hercules. I'm not sure.
From I know Radical about
the
Comics?
Hercules book, but I wasn't sure of the publisher.
I think it was Radical.
You're right.
It was Hercules? Where he had the Nemean lion that he was wearing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Nemean lion.
That was Morgan Freeman?
He looks like it.
Yeah, Radical. This guy looks just like Morgan Freeman in there.
Probably a pitch for a movie.
Yeah.
It might be. Hey, you know what? We were watching a G.I. Joe Resolute the other day, and we saw Barack Obama in there.
Excuse me?
What did I say? Barack Obama making a change.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Now Barack Obama's in G.I. Joe Resolute. That's the one right. That came out, what, three, 4 years ago?
Starting the Joes. He was on the Joes.
He was on the Joes?
Yeah, when they were doing the lineup on the
aircraft
carrier. So
Barack Obama
was
a G.I. Joe?
He was a G.I. Joe.
Damn. Look at that. A real American hero, Casey.
What the hell are y'all getting this shit from? Have another drive home safely, guys. Blaze one up for me. Smoke them if you got them.
I say dick riding.
It's okay to ride dick just as long as it's Barack's.
Could somebody get me off of this stupid fucking show?
What did Marvel put out?
Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man. Yeah, that was pretty good. It's called Grim Hunt, The Kraven Saga. And from what I understand and from what I've seen, there's a lot of... I mean, it's an old school one. You know, there's a story in the back that... You know, recounts a couple things with Kraven. You know, there's a little sketchbook action going on, and
sketchbook.
You know, little dead people dead all over the place. That's some good shit.
Dr. Solar, Man of Atom.
Who?
Actually, that came out years ago. They're kind of bringing them back.
Are they?
That and Magnus.
Magnus the Robot Fighter. Yeah.
That came back out, well, when I was in high school, like early 90s or
what,
something.
What, did DC drop two? They got a DC Kids.
And they had the War of Superman.
And the War of Superman. The DC Kids, kind of their kids line sampler with the Tiny Titans, the Brave and the Bold.
Yeah.
Shazam.
I would have liked to have seen them come out with a superhero squad from Marvel. That would have been cool.
You know, they should have did that.
Yeah. Talk about we need to mention that.
Yeah. Once again, I said I love the previews of the World of Aspen 2010. Beautiful artwork, as always. They're showing some stuff that's coming up. Once again, Soulfire was in this little mini Soulfire preview.
I think they should have kept Joe Benitez on Soulfire when he finished Turner's last few issues. When he passed, give me a moment of silence. You know, but when he passed his last few issues, Joe Benitez stepped up and he finished it out. I think he did a great job on that. I think they should have had him continue the second volume.
I think they're all sexy.
Yeah, well, that too. But they, I think they, what did they have in there? Soulfire, the new series, Delic. Yeah.
Executive
Assistant Iris.
Shrug.
That's a badass series
there. Yes, it is. Shrug.
Never seen it.
Preview of Minefield.
And now they got a little teaser Scourge. For Scourge. I want to know what that's about.
Scourge. Sounds like an STD. I've got the Scourge. Get rid of this shit.
And Master Jushin would know. Master Jushin picking up all kinds of shit we ain't never heard of.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, a little soap and some water helped with the itching and relieved it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I would get checked out nevertheless.
You do that. also, they had some of the Delic in there.
Not to interrupt you, Matt Wickett, but Lady Mechanica.
Yes.
They just announced that at what was it? The show they just had at Chicago.
C2E2.
Chicago Comics and Entertainment Expo, I think it's called.
That's what she said.
That's interesting.
They just announced that. I think it was supposed to be a mix of a Lady Sherlock Holmes and
Iron Man.
I don't want to say Iron Man, but I think that's as good a comparison as any that I'm going to get.
Looks interesting. But it artwork does. Looks great.
It does look interesting. That'd definitely be the one to pick up. But shoot, you know, last thoughts, anybody? Last thoughts on Free Comic Book Day? As we were saying, next year, it's first Saturday in May. In case you don't know, now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
I'm not going to do it, although y'all are expecting me to.
Jesus Christ. Can we get on with this stupid fucking show and wrap this shit up?
It's all right, man. Come, it's all right. It's okay to ride the dick just as long as it's a Barack.
Where the hell are y'all coming up with this shit? This has been your boy Dirty C. Jeezy. I'm getting the hell out of here because I have better things to do, like go staple my head to my pillow.
I've seen his pillow. I've woken up on his pillow.
Not on mine.
It's a nice pillow. Okay. I've unstapled his head from that pillow.
No, you haven't.
A few places Massachusetts goes that are, and that was a little far from where I would go.
And you don't want to talk about hitting all the star sapphires, including Crib.
No, not
you
Crib.
You gross eggs. Bitch. You gross, nasty bitch.
What could I say?
Interspecies erotica.
And that's how we do at the Direct Edition, where you get the latest news and opinion on comic books, video games, anime, action figures, and related movies. And we'll holler at you. Peace.
Bartertown, baby. Bartertown.
Later.